Not only is it Black History Month, it's also Dilla Month.
You about to get it. Oh my God.
Dilla, as in Jay Dilla, the late hip-hop producer. Jay Dilla died 3 years ago this week of lupus. He was only 32 years old. He'd worked with some of the best during his career, including Prince, Common, and De La Soul. Jay Dilla was also born in February, and so to celebrate his life and his work, Stone's Throw Records has declared this Dilla Month. And here to tell us more is Eithan Allapatt. He's the label's general manager. So tell us, what is Dilla Month all about?
It's his birth month and also the month in which he died, so we figured that it was fitting to just, you know, declare a month of musical celebration.
Turn me up another notch in your system. You say you want the hot, then listen.
He came into hip-hop when hip-hop itself was a very busy musical form, and he simplified everything, stripped it down to its bare elements, and allowed it to be created again.
Well, tell us what's one of your favorites, because I think now's the time to hear a little Dilla music.
Yeah, I think the track Lightworks from the Donuts album, which was based off of samples from the late Raymond Scott, an electronic music pioneer who created a bunch of commercials in the 1950s and 60s that Dilla excavated and turned into these hip-hop tracks.
The name of the game is Lightworks.
And hearing what Dilla did with it just really transcended even the original songs themselves.
And just tell us a little bit about him. You knew him. What was he like?
He was a very intense guy. He was the kind of dude who didn't tolerate mistakes, and he inspired people to create some of the best music that they did.
With blank spit, Dilla raised the beat like an acrobat, overstand the super plays of heat. A wanker.
So it's Dilla Month, and tell us how you personally will be celebrating Dilla Month.
Every day I look out of my kitchen window and I see the hill where he's buried in Los Angeles. He was actually buried in Los Angeles at his mother's request because she felt that he was very happy there. So every morning when I wake up, I actually, you know, see where he is, and, you know, I think about him every day.
Okay, what should we go out on?
One of my favorite tracks is The Champion Sound. It's not one of his beats. He's rapping over a Mad Lib beat. And what surprised us most is that at this point in his career, when he was famous for making this stripped-down, synth-heavy, really knocking hip-hop, he chose some of Mad Lib's dirtiest beats and rapped over them and just, you know, took it to another level.
Eithan Allapatt, the general manager of the L.A.-based label Stone's Throw. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Stone's Throw has declared February Dilla Month in honor of the late hip-hop producer Jay Dilla. He died 3 years ago this week. And you can read more about Dilla's career. Check out some of his songs at nprmusic.org.
Whether in my truck, my pad, my thugs know what I mean. Alive, that's what I need. And I ain't about to spend no money on her.